Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth.
And sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt. We are Jack and Jill, and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Yeehaw!
I know it's coming. It's crazy creative stuff. Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about Motivation Week. It's Friday. This is a show five of five. Five shows. Hey, enjoy the lifestyle.
Woohoo! That's where that's going.
That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
It's not working our whole life. And
yeah.
Enjoy it. For us, we kept the companies around. We didn't sell them. They produce a bunch of properties all the time. I think the people who work there are pretty happy.
Yeah, it's kind of like we keep the kids around.
Step five literally is enjoy the lifestyle. Live the lifestyle. Share it with other people. That's what we do. That's what Land Academy is. Great show today, Jill. Before we get started, let's share something interesting about our lifestyle.
I would love for you to please share a snippet about what is coming and what you're doing in the mornings involving your motorcycle and a GoPro the ocean view.
So every morning I get up and I get on a motorcycle and I drive like crazy, actually.
I'm not on the back, by the way.
You know, it's kind of my head clearing, whatever. I started doing it a while ago. I got this crazy idea a few weeks ago, about a month ago, to snap a GoPro camera on my helmet and make a show out of it. Mm-hmm. Or just share it with it. Long story short, just share it with everybody, but it became a show. So there's this thing called motovlogging, which I didn't realize until I started looking into it, where these crazy people, there's a guy in London on YouTube that goes racing around London talking to people about whatever. I don't even know what the show's about, but it's just amazing to see this guy blowing through the streets of London. So I figured, hey, we're in Los Angeles, Scottsdale, whatever. Same deal. Well, it came out great. So that is how I'm enjoying this lifestyle.
I love it.
I mean, that was the end result of all this. So we're not trying to make any money on this. And yeah, you know what? Quite honestly, it costs a lot to get this stuff produced and the whole deal. It's something I'm doing anyway, and filming it and talking while it's happening is not such a bad idea.
Yeah.
And if I can motivate one person to get some deals done, mm-hmm. by showing them what the crazy stuff that I do in the morning, then it worked.
Yeah.
And I love doing it.
It's just fun. I didn't realize until what you brought up to me, the one that you saw. I mean, he's in England, you know, you said what, racing through London?
Yeah, London, England.
And I mean, that's good scenery too, but the scenery that you have right here out our door.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and you brought that to my attention, you know, Jill, you don't realize half of the country or, you know, whatever, they don't know what this looks like.
I'm just a kid from Detroit. I didn't even know that. No, it's not what it looks like. I didn't even know it was here.
Ah.
I didn't know how you people live out here.
Yes.
You know, it's a dream come true. The weather's nice all the time. There's gorgeous people everywhere. You'll see it on the, you know.
Yeah.
I go racing by them at 110.
It's funny. Jack comes back talking about the pretty women exercising along the beach.
Jeez.
And the oh my gosh, those cars. And like, I didn't know that car was out yet, you know, kind of thing. We see vehicles we've never heard of all the time. Well, even the other day, we're just walking through a little car show and I'm like, you know, that's a McLaren right there. I mean, there's just this.
Oh, listen
this,
to you.
Yeah.
No, so then I started looking at these houses that were passing and just the commercial properties and the whole thing. And so I looked it up and there's, you know, I'm passing 10, 20 and $30 million houses. Mm-hmm. And so in the video, some of them, I point that out with a graphic, like this is $20 million.
Yeah.
$30 million.
This is what $30 million will get you right here.
It came out really good. The videos, they came out pretty good.
It's going to be fun. I'm glad you're doing that.
So that's how I'm enjoying my lifestyle, and you're welcome to feel bad for me because it's a little bit weird.
Or you're welcome to join me and ride right next to me.
Yeah.
And ride right next to me.
That'd be fun.
There's a meetup. Jack's meetup to that. Yeah.
Wow. See how stuff comes out in the show. That's a good idea.
You should have your own motorcycle meetup.
What the hell is wrong with her? Yeah, that's my wife. Dude. Dude.
I You made me snort. Nice.
So every once in a while, somebody says that to me. Are you calling her dude? I'm like, yeah, dude.
Yeah. My favorite is when you do the dude slap. That's what you do. You go, dude, and you hit me with my arm like, I am your dude. It is so darn funny.
Like,
and
it's almost like, look at that.
It's like you're like, dude, and you slap and you hand me a beer. All right. Wow. I wonder why people are confused about our relationship.
Yeah. I'm confused. That's why.
Oh, it's so good.
I wonder if other people do this stuff. I don't see other people treating each other that way.
No, I see them yelling at each other.
I see a lot of guys, they have a mom, what I call them, is a mom wife.
Yeah.
Like, you had a mom, now you have a wife. It's pretty much the same thing.
It's hilarious. Pick up the kids at 4 o'clock and make sure you put that in the oven.
Why didn't you take the trash out? That kind of stuff.
I told you. Yep.
You know I don't like that restaurant. This is fun. Keep going.
Who taught you to park? Let me drive. That's great. Are you really going to go out looking like that?
No, you're doing that all wrong.
Oh my god!
Give me that hammer. Go outside and play.
Oh, that's so good. You know that's not my favorite color.
You know I can't stand daisies.
That's so good. Oh, that's so good.
Eat your broccoli.
Oh, I'm laughing too hard. I can't think of them now.
I know, I don't even know what the show's about. Oh, wait, we're enjoying our lifestyle.
We're enjoying our lifestyle. This is just, that's so good. Okay. Yeah,
classic stuff.
Ooh. All right.
Before we actually get into the show, I guess this kind of is the show, but before we do that, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community. And I should say, we don't make any money on that, not a dollar. On SuccessPlant.
Oh, I'm like, huh? What? I'm still laughing. I'm sorry. My eyes are watering. I'm laughing. We don't
make money on anything, really, except the sale of buying and selling of real estate.
Or properties. All right. Jonathan from Wisconsin asks, I just got a signed offer back from a seller on a property in Wisconsin, and it's in the deceased father's name. The son signed the offer. Please help.
That's all you, Jill.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm still laughing about the stuff like that. So, all right.
I told you not to touch my computer.
The deceased father's name.
I'm still saying stuff that spouses should say to each other.
Oh, see, you got me distracted.
Don't
here
touch
too
my computer ever again.
All right. You are so silly. You are
actually
so
that's
silly.
A sentence that I heard in my own life recently, but with a lot less venom.
Okay. So if it's in the dad's name, we got to get it in the son's name, unless there's a reason the son can sign on his behalf. So how is it, I'm questioning, is there a, I'm trying to,
may
thank
I?
You.
This happens a lot in our business. There are significant discounts that you can get when you're purchasing property, way less than what it's worth, when you're solving these types of estate problems. And there are certain members that we have who have become experts, and maybe every state's different. They become experts in a state, and they seek these problems out so that they can solve them and purchase the property and, you know, get the owner a check. And we're experts in it in several states. So if you're brand new, I want you to forget about this deal because it's complicated and it's like step 9 in all the steps. You want to do a real easy deal. Let's say your first 10 deals, you want to be super easy. The guy that owns it is the person you're talking to on the phone, and you get done. You make a few grand on each one or more, and you learn. This is a very, very, very common issue, these estate issues. And I'm going to reel off a real short list of problems that there's no way we can know what's going on and really answer the question without asking like 6 or 7 questions. And here they are. Was there a will? Was the estate did the estate go through probate? Is Wisconsin an affidavit short probate state like California is, where you just file some stuff? Sometimes you can do it right with the recorder and change the name. Does the seller have any siblings? And on, I can list a lot of stuff. Well, sometimes it's very simple. It reads incredibly simple, and sometimes it's just undoable. In fact, I have in our database 9,000 situations where we could not fix the estate problem for the seller. 9,000.
Mm-hmm.
We've sent millions of letters out, literally.
Mm-hmm.
So, or offers, I should say. So, yeah, there's a lot of situations. You know, I always threaten to hire somebody to go in there and do some of those deals.
Mm-hmm. And some of them, we've talked to our members about this. Some of the times it involves an attorney, and then by the time you pay for the attorney, that makes the deal not worth doing. So you'll find that out. And that's, I think, why Jack is saying too, put this aside, you know, move on to the next one. And if you don't have one, wait a few days, it's coming, you know, and do the easy ones.
Send some more mail out.
Right. Don't, because you could get bogged down and spend a week on this when you could have done 10 easy ones.
That's right, Jill.
And that's the part that I get, you know, frustrated with folks are, why are you working on this and hitting your head against the wall and trying to become an attorney right now? Did you want to be an attorney today?
I do. one of the things that I offer our members is something called deal review. So every Wednesday, people schedule calls with me. And for a small amount of money, we look at the deals that they're doing. And I'm threatening to publicize because they're recorded. And I always ask the members, hey, can I use this? And they always say yes. So I'm threatening to publish those, and I will actually at some point.
Threatening, it's a good thing. Sharing is a proper word.
Oh, Sherry. I'm sorry, Sherry.
Sharing. It's like that card I saw the other day. Stalker is rather harsh. I prefer Valentine. So not threatening. You're sharing and offering.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, and the prevalent thing that comes through a lot of these calls is, the deal review calls is, you know, should I do this deal? If you don't know you should do the deal or not, then don't do it.
Yeah.
If there's something that it should be smacking you in the head saying, I'm going to do this deal. It's, mm-hmm. it's crazy how good this deal is. So in the last call, one of the calls that I had recently, I'll remember it forever. I mean, I just kept saying, they kept saying, should we do these deals? And they were negotiating, going back and forth and doing all the classic stuff that we have all been taught. That's wrong.
Mm.
Send a bunch of letters out, offers out. The ones that come back that are real easy to do, get them done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't. And then when they never stop, by the way, Joe and I are getting offers back, signed offers back from 2004. Yep. And before that. But do the easy ones. That's why you make them come to you and you review them, and it's at your leisure. You don't have to do every single deal.
Right.
This is complicated. I can tell right now that he's struggling with it.
Yes. And yeah, you know what? Sometimes you just need to be told it's okay to pass it and move on. It's not you, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Put it aside and come back.
Yeah. You're not, you know, hey, I'm from the Midwest too, pal. And you know, it's a big suffering contest there. Whoever suffers the most wins. It's a funny little culture up in the Midwest, in the Rust Belt.
We don't have that out here.
I know. I love it out here.
Last one to the beach is a rotten egg.
You worked 8 hours today. Oh, you're an idiot.
Wow. Exactly. Why did you do that? Yeah, that's exactly right. You worked 8 hours. You're an idiot. That's so funny.
I can hear all East Coast is rolling over right now. They're never going to listen to this show again.
Oh, my gosh.
My father refuses to come to the state of California and visit his kids, his grandchildren.
Arizona makes a cut, which is weird, but California, no way.
It's a Democrat Republican problem. I'm sure of it. So yeah. Yep. Everyone's slacking off out here and we like it.
You said that the day we were on the beach at, I don't know, on our bikes, like on Tuesday at 2:00.
Yeah.
And Jack's looking around going, you know what? This is our people. It's true.
Everybody, this all ties into the topic today.
It ties
today.
Into the lifestyle.
The lifestyle, yeah.
Yay. That's it. What's your lifestyle?
That's a prelude right there.
Yeah.
Hey, this is show 5 of Motivate Friday. It's Friday. Motivation week. And this is what this is all about. Enjoy yourself.
I'm going to recap.
Yeah.
One on Monday was visualizing the end. Two. Start, that was Tuesday. Learn, you know, you've got to start somewhere.
From the right people.
Learn, get the education, learn from the right people, learn from more than one person, you know, get a bunch of people.
You have to squirt yourself with Lysol after you learn how to do something about real estate. That's not the right person.
Lysol is in a can. It's you don't squirt anything.
Keep it out of your eyes.
Yeah. Spray. Silly. Three.
I told you not to spray that in my eyes.
Oh, my gosh. You bought the wrong can. Three is doing it your first deal. Just get out there and do it. You got this. And by the way, after 10, you're gonna feel differently. So if you just get through 10, there you got this. Four is now you got that. You're moving along. Make a system. So remove yourself from the stuff you don't like or you're not the best at. You will have isolated it by now. There's things that we do in our world that I can do that I don't want to do, and I'm not really that good at it.
Hey, don't make a system in the beginning, by the way. Mm-hmm. Just get those deals done.
Yeah, do it all yourself in the beginning, yeah, and then go.
That's right, Joe.
That's true. Learn the whole thing. And then five, which is today, Friday, now you're coasting. You know, you're enjoying the lifestyle, and that's what we're talking about.
You know, here's the secret. I have a problem with this. Like, really, just core enjoying myself. And, like, I could never just do nothing. Like, we just talked about this, now this video show I'm going to do. That's a lot of time and energy and all of it.
Is it the Midwest part of you that thinks you just have to keep pushing? Because I don't have that.
I love learning stuff. You know, I'm learning all about video production and, you know, maybe I can write off a new motorcycle tax-wise if this thing works, too.
That's funny. And I struggle with the other thing. I struggle with, I got to get this done. I got to get focused. I need to work. You know, the sun's shining. Oh, I can hear the beach. You know, I should be there.
I should force myself to have more leisure.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
I don't think you need to force yourself to work harder at all.
Thank you. Like, you don't think I do?
No.
Oh.
I think we're opposites that way, but I think I vicariously live through you that way a lot. Mm-hmm. I probably never told you that. It's a big benefit to our friendship.
Thank you.
I love to see you like go have fun and horse around like in the middle of the week.
Thank you.
Like, isn't Monday night some girlfriend thing that you have?
Well, it was, but now that show's over, so we're going to find a new one.
Oh, my God. So there's not book club anymore. It's just The Bachelorette.
Well, you know what's funny? I got to share this. We don't have a TV. So if I want to watch something, we're going somewhere. Jack and I made a decision, right? And I love it.
Me too. It worked out great.
When we moved out here to the beach, it was kind of like we kind of forgot about it. It was kind of an afterthought. And now we're like, gee, I don't really miss it. So if I'm going to go.
I stood in Best Buy looking at TVs like six times and I never pulled a trigger. And I'm like, then finally, it's just like, I'm not going to buy a TV.
Yeah, I don't want one. Yeah, and we got really close recently. And I had that girl gut feeling. I'm like, this, how weird is this? I don't feel comfortable hanging a TV in in our home. It's just.
That's great.
It's the weirdest thing. And Jack's like, all right, we're out of here. You know, and you're like, yeah, fine. I don't need to spend
this. That's all
this.
I needed to hear, man. Yeah. I don't think I was buying it for me anyway. It's like, it's for our kids, you know, and all that.
Well, that's.
They're the last people that should be watching TV.
Well, what I think is the funniest thing is we had a friend. We had all the kids here recently, and one brought a girlfriend. And she said, we were talking about it. She goes, oh, yeah, I didn't even notice you don't have a TV. She hadn't even noticed. And she'd been here for 10 days. They're out doing this, doing that. That's the way you're supposed to.
You know, when I was a kid, we had a cabin in Traverse City, Michigan, way up at the top. My sister lives there now, not at the cabin, but in that town. And there was no TV there. And, you know, there was like a TV, but it was a TV in the corner, but it was so rural. There's no reception. Oh. You know, this is before internet and before.
You're lucky if you got one channel.
And yeah, even then it was all fuzzy. So it just, it never got used. And that always stuck with me. Like, what's different about up there that, you know, why not? My point was, you know what I took away from that? Well, why don't I just live in a fun place like this all the time and never watch any TV?
Ew.
And now, like, I'm a full-blown adult, and it's, like, actually really happening.
You associated it with a fun place, not home, because home's not fun.
Yeah, home sucks. You got to go to school.
Your parents are there.
Eat vegetables.
Your wife's there.
Your mom wife's there. I told you not to watch that TV station.
Oh, my God. Have you still not taken out the trash?
Why is this so much fun?
I know.
No.
This is us. Our whole show is to be about enjoying the lifestyle. All we're doing is bashing other people's lifestyles.
This guy, I got to tell this story. It's right on the edge of not being appropriate for this show, but I don't care. This guy that I've known for a long time came into a watering hole that I go to in Scottsdale, and he met a girl that they met each other through all this group that I'm in, this social group that I'm in. So I knew these two people individually before they met. And he came in one day and said, we were having relations together, and she was telling me about how I was incorrectly doing it. Quote unquote, you're doing this wrong again. I told you last time not to do it this way.
What?
I like it the other way. And we were crying laughter. I mean, this is a lot of years ago. This isn't recently at all.
That's hilarious.
You're doing it wrong again. I can just hear her saying that too. It's just some classic stuff.
I got to ask, did they get married? Please say no.
No. They're together though. Still? They live together, yeah. You know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to even come close to mentioning any names.
Okay, good. Thank you. I'll ask you off the air.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. Oh, that's really funny. All right, let me turn this around. How about our lifestyle? I'm going to bring this back up to G-rated here. So, our lifestyle rocks. We have a system. You know what?
We went through these five stages.
We did. And we visualize. Well, here's what's interesting. What you and I, or at least for maybe not you and I, what I visualized, Jack, at the end was not the things that we're now going forward with. We met what we set out to do. And then along the way, Land Academy came along. And hey, this is kind of fun. And so now...
It just led to more companies too now.
It did. So now I'm visualizing a whole new set of things. / however, the pressure's off and I love it.
Yeah, the pressure's off.
So once you, whatever that lifestyle is, you know, depending on the person, you're probably not going to retire and just say, well, I'm out, you know, kind of thing. Like us. Now I can, I hope everybody's good people. You know, now you met this lifestyle. Now it's your time to, let's give back and start doing some other good stuff for other people, by the way. Start sharing some of this. That's what's important to us. And some of the stuff going forward, there's a lot more sharing and a lot more things because we're good. You know, this is part of our, and that actually is part of our vision anyway, is to, because we're both those kind of people.
I mean, the company that we're moving forward with now, one of them is to make this ridiculously simple for new people, where you just put some stuff, input some stuff, like an APN, assessor's parcel number, the state and county that it's in, and it does everything else for you. Mm-hmm. You know, because you got some mail back, you got a signed offer back, you know, and you need to research it. There's a lot of steps. I'm going to make real estate investing very, very easy for land and houses and mobile homes and all of it. That's our whole point.
Exactly. There's some big stuff coming.
And that's a blast. I love working on that stuff.
It is. Yeah, you know what? So that maybe that was it. For us, our lifestyle is setting us up so no matter what we want to test and do and dream up or whatever, we always have the lifestyle that we want to fall back on.
Jill and I have kicked around the idea of capping the number of Atlantic. Well, we haven't kicked around it. We're going to do it.
We are going to do it.
We are going to cap the number of people that are involved in our group. Yeah. And we haven't released the numbers yet or the time frame, but it's going to happen. Yeah. And I think...
Because we want to go do some other good stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And with those people.
And yes, exactly. Yeah. The people that make the cut and are using the system, not people who just join and use it as a doorstop. No, I'm serious. If you're motivated.
Data to doorstop. I forgot about that. We had that a while back. Data to doorstop.
Yeah, it's not. Data to doorstep is not data to doorstop. God, that's a perfect line. Stay motivated. That's the end of it.
All right, everybody.
You're buying one of those silly programs again.
Oh gosh.
You never finish what you start.
We are not investing in a property like that.
Don't you know what makes me happy?
Oh my gosh.
Do I have to tell you every single time?
Yes, my mother is moving in.
Oh my gosh.
It's Friday. It's Friday.
The show went way over.
It did, because it's Friday. I love it.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day, automated, hopefully, to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. All right, give me one that you saved up.
Oh my gosh, it was so darn fun. I like the That's that SEX one you dropped there.
Yeah.
Relations. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Shucks. There's just like, well, can you imagine booking a vacation and being told you booked it to the wrong place when you were trying to be romantic and do something funny? I've heard of that one.
I have been informed. Not just from one person in my life, but multiple people in my life that I need to stop buying the wrong flowers.
Oh, you know what? I got a good
one. That's correct. You know, don't you know what kind of flowers I like?
You didn't tell me it was going to be this cold.
Or just, you know, just for men. Here's for all you men who are listening to this. I'm cold. Really? I'm hot. I can do something about that.
Exactly.
What the hell? What is that?
You did not tell me it was going to be like this. You didn't tell me it was going to be this expensive. You didn't tell me the food was going to be this awful. You did not tell me I should have packed this way. You did not tell me I should have dressed up more.
Let it out, Jill.
I got that one. Oh my gosh.
Oh, you got some in there.
I
man.
Do. This is good. This is fun.
This is like therapy.
I like this. This is stuff you can't ever say. You should never say, and you shouldn't even think like that. But you hear people doing it. I'm just having fun rattling off because you know people are out there. Yep. They do this. You know, oh my gosh. You didn't tell me childbirth was going to be like this. I mean, come on. There's a lot.
Women have a tendency to think that men really can read their mind.
Yeah. And you can fix everything.
Yeah.
Like quickly.
Don't you know what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
How can you not know what I'm thinking?
Right.
And feeling.
You did not tell me that brand new car was going to be that color red. That's not my color. Could you imagine? Somebody said that.
Oh, yeah. This whole notion of just, you know, feelings is foreign to men. Men don't feel anything.
Yeah.
They just think about stuff.
I have learned that over the years. I have.
I have like three feelings and emotions in my whole ensemble of feelings. And
I think
all
I got
extremely opposites.
I think I saw one of them earlier.
Wow. That's not going to make the show.
It's a feeling. It's just the way you
emotionally. Oh, you mean when I was brushing my teeth?
That's
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah. I like when my teeth are clean.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love it. All right. What are your three?
Oh, pretty much happy, angry, and
disgusted. Just kidding.
It's like happy, angry, and euphoric.
Ah. Happy? Not happy is different from you. Wait. There's no medium? What's your medium?
Yeah, it's not a lot. Not really.
You don't have a coasting, just kind of an in-between?
Uh-uh.
Hmm.
You have like 9 million emotions, I know.
I kind of do.
And that's fine.
And one of the things that I know it drives you crazy, that how my day is going to go is based on just I usually do wake up happy in a good mood. And that's true. But sometimes I'm really excited about stuff that's coming up and my whole day might change because I'm so darn excited about blah, blah, blah. I rearrange everything and it drives you crazy. And
it drives me crazy.
I know.
But, you know, my, you know, I don't know. My stuff probably drives you crazy too.
Not at all.
I just have to, when it comes to business, it's just got to be all structured out. When it comes to social stuff, I don't care at all. Like, there's been a few times where you and I just got on an airplane, like, and decided where we were going to go, right, standing there in the airport.
Based on what flight we can get on.
I love that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's a blast.
That
but
is fun.
In business, that's just the, that's the, can be, that'll sink the ship.
That's true.
Everything's got to be organized.
You're right.
Information and inspiration to have a lifestyle that you choose.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property. If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.